Hey everybody, it's M-Shell. Thank you for listening to Max and Kevy, always bringing you the best in Wisconsin punk, hard rock, and metal. I have Bach and Steve with me of Abaddon's End out of Central Wisconsin. Thanks to you both for being here on the show.
Oh, thank you
for having us.
Absolutely. So I'm fairly new to your band, admittedly, unfortunately, but I'm really excited to learn more about you guys and really dive in. So tell me a little bit about Abaddon's End.
Steve, why don't you start out with the background and then I can take over where we came in.
Yeah, that sounds good. Abaddon's End was formed probably 6 years ago by me and the co-founder is Kyle Hall, the drummer. And about a year ago, we decided to go a different direction with the style of music, and we brought Tim, the guitar player, in, and Adam as vocalist, and what you hear now is the great thing that we came up with.
Yeah, so Tim and I joined in December 16th of 2022. We started playing, we did our first gig in April of 2023. I think we've done about 35, 40 gigs since then, and we just keep on rolling.
Wow, that's awesome momentum for sure. So where does the name come from exactly?
You want this one, Adam?
Go ahead, Steve.
Well, it comes from the Book of Revelations out of the Bible. The Abaddon was, some people thought he was of the devil, and some consider him an angel of God that enforces God's punishment on us when we pass away.
So what are some of the influences that you guys pull from for your music?
Go for it, Adam.
For me, it's, well, I grew up in the 90s, kind of in the, you know, music when Slipknot came around, and going so forth with Chevelle and Staind and A Perfect Circle. Maynard James Keenan's a big influence on me. So was Aaron Lewis and Corey Taylor. And then as I grew up, I even went heavier. I'm into heavy stuff like Suicide Silence, even newer stuff like Architects, Bad Omens. I like to stay fluent and keep going. So I try to take some bits and pieces from everybody and throw it into what I got. Steve's got a longer history of his influences, though.
Yeah, I go back to, I was big when I was a kid into Van Halen, Zeppelin. Then through the years, then my biggest influence is Korn, Disturbed. My father was a bass player. He played with Waylon Jennings for a while, and then they were in a rock band back in the early 60s. So my influence came from him. I learned everything I know from him.
It sounds, you know, like a decent amount of, you know, music across decades. It's really cool that you guys can pull from a lot of different, what we would say, genres now. To me, it's all rock and roll. You know, it's all awesome stuff. I've been a fan of a lot of those bands and genres. It's cool to see a band pull from a lot of that.
Yeah, if you see us live, every song is different.
That's what I love about live music. You know, I was listening to a friend talk about how they were upset because there was some drum solo and then a guitar solo that wasn't on the album. I'm like, yeah, that's why you go to a live show, right? Because you want it to sound a little bit different. You want that raw experience. From what I understand, Great. You guys have some Whammy nominations.
Yeah, we were nominated for the Best New Band 2023. We were also nominated for Best Song with Absent and Adolescence and Best Hard Rock Performance. I was nominated as Best Male Vocalist of 2023 as well. We want to give out a shout out to Kent Ray for being nominated for Fan of the Year as well. He supports us a lot.
Yeah, Kent's a good guy.
Fans are what it's all about, really. They're the ones that keep things going, making the music that we do.
We call our fans family. We don't even use the fan term, so.
I love that. So, but you guys also have some new music coming out soon, too. Can you tell me about that, or is it too early in the stages where it's still under wraps?
We are doing a personal barbecue for our biggest fans and family, and we are going to let them vote on their favorite songs from the set list. We are going to pick the top three, and we are going to pick our favorite song from that one, and that's going to be our next single that we're going to record.
Ah, that's such a cool idea. You know, crowdsource some of that, you know, but then it also gives...
We're going to cook out a bunch of wieners and some burgers, and then we're going to have a big potluck and play a private show for them and let them know we really appreciate them coming to all these shows for us.
That's awesome. That's heartwarming, too. So tell me about the release party. When are you guys planning this album release?
We don't have an exact date nailed down. We're going to get this next single recorded. I would say sometime by the end of summer, beginning of fall, we will have an EP out.
Are you guys independent or are you on a label?
Well, we're signed with Curtain Call Records out of Florida, and he's got us so busy right now that we're just trying to squeeze in where we can do different things. So it's kind of tough right now finding time.
Do you have some advice for unsigned or DIY artists looking to get picked up by a label, or, you know, look at the manager side of things? You know, it obviously has some pros and cons. Do you have some advice for those types of artists?
I say play every show you can. It doesn't matter if it's a big show, if you're with a national act, if you're the opener, if you're the headliner, if there's one fan, if there's 1,000 fans. Play every show you can. You never know who's going to be out there in the crowd. Make sure you're out there with the crowd, not sitting in the back in the green room. Make sure you're introducing yourself to people, being really personable with people. That reflects a lot on you as a person and your music and your connection. And managers and promoters really see that, and they really like that. And in the music community too, it's also really big to support each other. It's not a competition. In our eyes, it's not a competition. When we're on the stage, we're on there to put on the best show we can. But we also want to support all the other bands. We have, like, Would You Kindly, Apex Aura. We do a lot of things with them. They do a lot of things for us, and we appreciate it. And it's one of those things where, you know, you got to support, be out there, be in front of them. You know, other people that are at the show see another artist in front of the stage and them supporting it. It makes them want to be involved.
Absolutely. Great. Do you guys have any upcoming shows?
Oh, yeah. We have some exciting news. In the past, we've been talking back and forth the year we've been together, and it has come to happen that we have put on a new member to our band, which will be starting at the Muskie Fest. He will play part of the show with us that night, and we're pretty happy to have him. We have a keyboardist now that's going to travel with us and do shows. So our music is going to have a little more to it for all the fans out there.
Awesome. Congrats. That's very exciting.
Yeah, we're very excited to have Cole on board. Cole Huffman came. He did an audition with us 2 weeks ago, and we absolutely loved it. You know, we see a lot of bands doing backtracking, and we don't have a problem with backtracking, but we love the live feeling, so we wanted to get that sound and stuff and still be able to have a complete live feeling and not be tied to a track that's playing behind us. So we really wanted to get a keyboard on board, and we are really excited to have one.
Absolutely amazing. Congratulations to you guys. Sounds like it's going to be an awesome year for you. I can't wait to get out and see you guys live at some of these shows. Where can we find your music, and how can we stay in touch with you?
We are on Spotify, iTunes, all the streaming platforms. If you want to see us live and, you know, you haven't seen us live yet and you want to get a little snippet of it, you know, for like if you want to go vote for us on the Whammies and you're wondering how good is their performance, we have a couple live performances on YouTube. We also have a Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. We try to stay up with as much as we can. We also have a website, www.abandonzen.com, where you can get merch and you can see your dates and all that stuff on there as well.
That's fantastic. Is there anything else you guys want to mention or talk about at all?
I want to say thank you to you. I want to say thank you to all the fans that follow us and stream music. I want to thank all the people that come out and support local original music. It means a lot to all of us to have people out supporting original local music.
Absolutely, that's what it's all
and
about.
I know Tim, the guitarist, and Kyle, the drummer, feel the same way. They want to thank you, too, for what you guys do.
Awesome. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, nothing but gratitude all the way around. Thanks for coming out here for the interview, and thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.